This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Daryl Ryder joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
He birdied his first two holes.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting.
This week too.
So. Do you know what I mean, Daryl?
Take that, Lima.
I'm not Hank Haney. I'm not a swing doctor, a guru, or anything like that. But when you're watching Deshaun Watson swing, if that's all you saw was the follow through, you'd go, "He's not good," and yet he's making perfect contact.
He's a lot better at golf than I thought he would be for somebody who picked. First of all, I wasn't buying that he had just like started golfing because he spent so much time in Houston where there's golf courses everywhere. But it's true. I talked to a lot of people that he literally just started golfing, and he just, I'll say this, he doesn't play like a beginner. That's for sure.
It's upsetting. Daryl Ryder.
Daryl, did you get burnt while you were there? While you were outside?
Oh.
No, I did not get sun-kissed.
Okay. I was nervous for some of the journalists there.
My usual summer golden hue starting to come in.
Daryl, you just reminded me I forgot to bring my sunscreen today. Lima and I are taking out one of our major clients, and our lives depend on this round of golf here coming up later today, and I don't have sunscreen. I have to stop and get sunscreen on the way out there. Daryl Ryder,
Just be the ball. It's all I can tell you.
You might have needed sunscreen when you were on your way. You're also on with Jeff Phelps today. A million people are texting me at once. I thought it was about something else. Anyway, Daryl, you'll be on with Jeff Phelps today. We'll preview that coming up here in a bit. But you were over at OTAs as well. And Marquise Goodwin has played very, very well during OTAs. Is he a guy who we expect to show up during training camp and maybe even going into the season? Or, hey, it's OTAs and nobody has pads on just yet. I know he's a speedster. What do you expect from him this year? He's a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, I mean, for being 32, he's still got it. That's for sure. He showed off the speed and the hands this week. Look, I kind of take OTAs with a grain of salt now, Ken. Just because I've seen OTAs where they look like contenders and then they end up winning four games. And then I've seen OTAs where they just don't look like they know what they're doing. And the season didn't end up being all that bad. So I will say that the one thing that I noticed week to week, we get to watch one practice per week. Last week's practice with Deshaun and the receivers, a lot of misfires there. As far as hooking up with them down the field. Not the case this week. You could see marked improvement week to week. I thought Alex Van Pelt, something he said caught my attention. You know, Kevin Stefanski didn't want to compare last year to this year with Watson. Well, Van Pelt said tenfold the difference between last year and this year with Deshaun Watson. So, yeah, Marquise Goodwin certainly stood out this week. But what really stood out to me was the improvement week to week with Watson and the connection he had with his receiving core.
Daryl Ryder joining us right now, providing his Browns perspective. Kenny had his quarterback tiers unveiled today, and Daryl, it's been quarterback tiers week. It's one of the most fun weeks of the year, let's be honest. It's a celebrated week. It's a hallmark of everything we do at this station. It's a tradition, even though it might have just started this year. With all that said, he had his elite quarterbacks as Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I think most people seem to have an agreement about that.
No argument for me.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen some put Justin Herbert close. Ken and I wonder about that.
He's got to do a little more in the postseason to get in that category.
Fair. Totally fair. With all that said, Kenny's next group was a huge group, his tier two. And he had Watson in there with Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, and then he had guys like Brock Purdy, Justin Fields. Regardless of any of that, is there a tier you feel like Watson has to be in to validate that trade?
I think that he needs to be a top 10 quarterback. So I'm guessing that's your second tier?
That was his second tier, yeah.
Okay, I would say he needs to be in the second tier. And mostly, I'll admit, that's because of the salary he's making. But also, too, I feel like this team is going to go how he goes this year. If he returns to form this year, I think that this team is going to do some good things and be in the playoffs, and we'll, you know, see how things play out come mid to late January there. If he doesn't play well, then I think that the team's going to struggle. And I'm not trying to be negative here, but I feel like that.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, and honestly, Daryl, real quick, it might be the biggest question mark in the NFL going into the season. Like, if he plays well, the Browns are going to the playoffs. If he doesn't play well, we're looking for a new head coach.
Yeah, and I hate to put all that on one guy, but, I mean, that's what comes with being a $230 million quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. There are expectations that come with that. Clearly, he has the talent. I have no doubts about his talent, right? And obviously, neither do the Browns. That's why they pay him what they pay him, and they gave up what they gave up to get him. So, yeah, I think that inherently there's just a lot of pressure on Deshaun this year. Now, when we talked to him earlier this week at the Browns golf outing, he said he feels a lot more comfortable. He feels more confident this year. And that is a sentiment that has been expressed to me by a lot of people in the organization. They feel like he is more comfortable. He is more confident. And if he's able to translate that to the football field, and again, I know it's spring OTAs. It's they're not in pads. It's a small sample size. It's just one out of however many practices, in the week, one out of three or four practices in the week that I saw. But, you know, I take a little positive that, you know, last week, man, didn't look great hooking up with the receivers. And then this week, hey, he's hitting guys in stride, and they're making plays and that. So, I really feel like that the 2023 season will go how Deshaun goes.
All right, Daryl, at the beginning of the week or maybe a week ago, any thought of getting Hopkins was met with, where's the downside? How do you not sign up for this? You have the cash. You can make it work after, you know, this week and everything that happened with the salary cap and the Browns, you know, finding new money. And then by the end of the week, it was, well, here's what you got to understand about Hopkins. He's lost a step. He already didn't create that much separation.
Right.
Amari Cooper on the other side. Maybe that's not a great tandem considering what both bring to the table. And then it was, well, he's never going to practice. So how do you feel about DeAndre Hopkins and how much sense it makes right now for the Browns?
Well, I do feel like it is a crowded receiver room right now, but you can always make room. To me, the DeAndre Hopkins situation comes down to what, well, most free agency situations come down to, Anthony. Money. Plain and simple. He was scheduled to make just under $20 million this upcoming season from Arizona when he get cut. If he's looking for that kind of money, I don't think the Browns are going to be offering him that kind of money. If he's willing to come here and play a role and make $4-5 million for the season to do it, then I think it's go for it. Do it. Get it done. I just don't know that the economics align with where the Browns are at. But the one thing that's great about Browns ownership is they are willing to spend whatever it takes to win. So, Amari, DPJ, Elijah Moore, you feel really good about that top three. Let's throw in Marquise Goodwin there. That's your top four. Really, five, six, maybe seven on the depth chart in that position group. Well, you know, somewhat you don't know how that's going to turn out with David Bell and Jakeem Grant, and I'll throw Anthony Schwartz in that mix, and Daylon Baldwin in that mix, right? So, Andrew Berry is very opportunistic as a GM. We have seen that, but it all comes down to economics. If Hopkins willing to come here for, a reasonable rate, I could see the Browns getting it done. But if he's looking for Odell type of money, I would temper Browns fans' enthusiasm about that actually materializing then.
It's time to switch from the scheduled game to the OTAs from around the league. Never miss a beat from Maria and beyond with the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland crew of Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin. Get two fresh episodes every week at 92.3thefan.com and on the Odyssey app. It's brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating and Cooling and Brian, doing whatever it takes. Daryl, I want to switch it up real quick. I'll give you 60 seconds. Yeah. Can the Guardians lose the division this weekend?
No, because nobody's running away with the division. Okay. So I'm gonna say no, but
that make you feel good, and you didn't want to necessarily say yes, but you were thinking it for a second.
I did because I've watched this team here for the first couple months, and I frankly am not impressed.
I don't think anybody really is.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, Ken.
They put on a good show over at the stadium. I mean, they're doing a good job with the fan experience, if you ask
me.
Yeah,
I mean, the ballpark experience is great and that, but you got guys struggling to hit their weight in the lineup, Ken. It's past June 1st now. That's a little problematic for me. When the goal is, can we just field the lineup where everyone's hitting at least 200? When that's kind of where they're at right now in June, that ain't good. The bullpen at times has been beyond spectacular. Obviously, last night it ended up being hot garbage down the stretch there in the late innings. But, the more I watch this team, unfortunately, I don't feel like they have that magic that they had a year ago.
El Dangerous One, we thank you for the time. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.